Now, back to school today, but for those living in flooded areas, the journey was a lot more difficult and challenging this morning. Some schools didn't open at all because they are flooded. Live now to our Midlands correspondent, Kieran Mullooly. Kieran, you were out and about as always first thing. What was it like?
Well, it was extremely unusual, to put it that way, for starters. And it wasn't just the Midlands, I might say, Audrey. I mean, schools in Cavan, Monaghan, South Galway, parts of Roscommon, Longford, all affected this morning. And different modes of transport everywhere. We were looking at track machines travelling through the floods at Clondra in County Longford, a place called Napog, which is along the River Shannon, where the Shannon meets the Royal Canal, actually, in the village of Clondra. They've been flooded in an area there for 4 weeks. Six or seven families affected. They've been coming in and out on tractors, but it quite simply became too dangerous for children to be on the back of those tractors in those circumstances. And the Longford Civil Defence called on for support. They got support from the Dublin Civil Defence Office. They sent down those all-terrain track machines this morning, made for quite a sight. And afterwards, I had a chance to speak to the parents and the children who got the ride through the water.
Well, it's brilliant because we've been travelling by tractor and transport box for two or three weeks now, so it's quite nerve-wracking going through the deep floods, so it's very safe.
I feel it was like very bumpy and it was like it gave me a good massage.
So very grateful parents there in County Longford. One more good bit of good news this lunchtime for some people. The last thing many people whose property has been flooded would have wanted to hear on the radio today would have been reminders about paying their property tax. The Revenue have moved to clarify arrangements that have been made this lunchtime in terms of people who might be expected to pay property tax and might have a deadline today. They're saying to ease the burden, they're advising that property owners whose principal private residence has been flooded and they're in receipt of assistance through the Department of Social Protection Humanitarian Fund, they can apply to have their 2016 payment deferred.